welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast, heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And for the last several weeks, I've been taking more than usual, actually an extended period of time, looking at one verse of Scripture, the very words of Jesus found in Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse 48. Be therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. And what we've done in previous broadcasts, we've looked at some of the essential elements of perfection as literally recorded in the Word of God. And we find, in terms of our personal lives, it consists of a knowledge and study of the Word, of benevolence, good works, divine agape love, control of the tongue, obedience to the Word, to the written Word and the living Word, which is Jesus. And now we want to look at the final personal aspect I'd like to share with you, and that is humility. And as we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, I quoted the first part of Philippians 2:5. I trust a familiar passage, a command. It's written in the imperative. The you, the subject, is understood. You, okay, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So let's find out what that means. Let's complete the thought. In terms of that scripture, so often we just quote that, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Well, that's not a period. It's a colon. And what follows is an explanation of what it means to have the mind of Christ. So let's look at that. Who, referencing Jesus, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God? Let's pause here. Well, we know that Jesus was very God and very man. He was the Son of God, begotten in human flesh. He did not think it robbery to be equal with God because he was God. Remember, John's gospel opens, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word is God. He never changes. He's eternal because Jesus is King of the universe and Lord of lords, King of kings, and he's coming again. Praise God. Doesn't that get you happy and excited? We encourage one another with that thought, okay? But let me go back now to Philippians 2:5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. And this is what we have to listen to, but made himself of no reputation. He didn't claim. He laid aside the glories of heaven, who he was as God, and he took upon himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, what did he do? He had a purpose, a divine mission in life. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Why? Because we know from before the foundation of the world, within the Godhead, they had agreed. Because God, he's outside of time. He knows past, present, future. He knows everything. And so he knew what was going to happen when he created the angelic hosts. And one of the things that's always amazed me, he was willing to have his heart broken and grieved again. He was willing to create man. But man in ways I don't fully understand was made in his image and likeness. And that has to be in the spirit because God does not have a physical body, except Jesus. He'll always have his glorified body. Isn't that just amazing? The longer I serve the Lord, the more overwhelming and incomprehensible and wonderful it is that God loved us so much, that Jesus came and endured such contradiction of sinners against him. He went through all that he went through, and we don't know what those first 30 years were like. I mean, I shared this recently with my spiritual family, my UCM partners, in one of my letters. I said, just think of that. He was fully able at the age of 12 to astound the lawyers, the scribes, the teachers, the Pharisees, right? He sat in the temple for 3 days, and when his parents got back, it's like, why have you done that? Well, he was able, he was competent, but he went back with them to Nazareth and was subject to them all those years and grew in favor with God and man. So don't feel discouraged if you feel that time is passing by and you have not entered into the fullness of God's destiny for you. Because, you know, in our minds, he should have been out there ministering. Just think of all the time he could have devoted, all the sermons he could have preached. Well, that wasn't the Father's plan. Just the last 3 years was sufficient. Amen. So for those of you who feel pressed because time's passing by and you're growing up in years, every season in our lives has a purpose and a divine plan. So anyway, I'm going to go on for months if I don't move on. All right. So the bottom line, what was his purpose, was to be in perfect submission to the Father. And we have so much to learn from Jesus. He said, learn of me. Again, that's in the imperative. He said, won't you think about my life, see what's recorded in the Word, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart. Be ye therefore perfect. You know, this is the amazing statement, and it's sort of overwhelming. It's like, oh, well, I'm anything but perfect. And you know, when I first encountered that as a young Christian, I thought, what? How is that possible? Because I think we all have a basic awareness of how imperfect we are. But I began to see something beautiful, and I want to share that thought with you. I thought, oh, isn't that just like Jesus? Here, he who was perfect, he who was without sin, he who was the manifestation of the Godhead in bodily form, he who was the Word that spoke the worlds into existence, he who has all power in heaven and earth, did not say, be ye therefore perfect, even as I am perfect. That would have been a true statement. But what did he do? Well, he said, learn of me, I'm meek and lowly of heart. He sought not to glorify himself, but to glorify the Father. Look at that statement. Be therefore perfect, even as, just like, your Father is perfect. He deflected the attention and the glory to his Father, just as we are to do, and to give glory to Jesus. Praise God. Isn't that a beautiful thought? So, beloved, let us press on. Let us, therefore, seek the fullness of the mind of Christ. Let our minds be renewed to seek always those things that please our Heavenly Father. Romans 12:2 says, and be not conformed to this world, beloved, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And right now, let's just pray. Father, these are the words of Jesus. And so, Father, we can't do this in ourselves. We don't have the willpower. We've got to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. But, Lord, we can submit to you. And so, Father, we ask that you would do this work, not only for us that are listening, not only, Lord, for my UCM partners, my spiritual family, my radio family, those that listen, but, Father, for the body of Christ throughout the earth. And so, As we understand this, we understand some very profound principles that are recorded in 1 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verse 7. Paul says, he He challenges them, "For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory, as if thou hadst not received it?" He is addressing that work of the flesh, that and of the devil, and of the world, that supports and promotes envy and jealousy and comparison. The King James calls that emulation, competition. If we have only one thing we need to compete for, that as I really looked at the scriptures, there's only one place it says, and that's seeking to outdo one another in love. Okay? But all the gifts we've got, God has given to us. And so, yes, beloved, you and I have a deep need for appreciation, to be validated. But we can't look to other people. Our real sense of purpose and acceptance comes from the Lord. Now, let me also say, to balance that, God does use others for our encouragement. In fact, He exhorts us to encourage one another daily while it is today. Let's provoke one another to good works. Let us uplift and encourage one another. And by all means, let us pray for one another. And let our praise be of God and not of man. Let not our own lips seek to glorify what we do, but what we do, let it be done in secret. Our alms, right? Sermon on the Mount. Let it be done in secret, so our Father who sees in secret can reward you openly. Beloved, that's the high calling to which we are called. I know, it doesn't get any higher than that. We're going to be just like Jesus. We will rule and reign with Him. Isn't that exciting? Praise God. Well, obviously, there's probably a whole lot more that could be said about humility, but we're going to move on tomorrow, and I pray that you'll be able to be with me at this same time. And the announcer is going to give our contact information. You can use snail mail. That's how I respond back to you. However, if you email, I definitely will confirm receipt. If there's a prayer need, I assure you before the Lord, I will pray. But if you'd like some personal ministry, however God chooses to speak to you through my letters, the Ministry of Correspondence, I invite you to share your mailing address. And know that I love you and pray for you every day. And I'm excited for what God is doing in your life, in my life, and in the body of Christ. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.